Australia's big dry continues to tighten its grip. Much of the land is dying of thirst and has been reduced to dust. Many areas haven't had decent rainfall in months. The Prime Minister John Howard has travelled to one parched corner of New South Wales, where 90% of the state is in drought, to see the struggles endured by one farming community. Mr. Howard's government has spent more than $500 million on drought relief and expects that figure to rise much further. Some farmers have said the system is unfair because many families are ineligible for help if a wife or son, for example, has taken up work in a nearby town to try to make ends meet. The cabinet will gather early next week to discuss possible changes, and the Prime Minister appears to be sympathetic. I admire Australian farmers, he said. They're not whingers, they're doers, he added. Concerns have also been raised about an increase in depression among farming families, not to mention rising debt. Weather forecasters have said there are early signs that this arid continent risks entering another El Niño episode in the months ahead, which is associated with drought in Australia.